Yo, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mr. One More Rounds Meadows. I am your host, Mario Kaleo, a.k.a. Mr. One More Round. If you are not following me, hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those good places. You can find me at MR, the number one, More Round. I sound like a goddamn fight announcer right now. You can find me at Mr. at One More Round. Last night, I was watching Creed and Rocky 2 because I think the Paramount Network had, like, they were just kind of playing Rocky 2, 4, and Creed, like, over and over again. From what I saw, I didn't see any of the other Rocky movies on. But it got me to thinking, you know, in all the years that I have been talking about Rocky, and all the years that I have been, you know, telling people he's my hero and he's one of my main inspirations, and not just the character, but Sylvester Stallone himself, just an amazing real life inspiration. In all the years that I've been saying that, I mean, hell, even One More Round, I mean, that came from Rocky. I've never, to my memory, which is not the greatest because, you know, lots of years of alcohol, but if I sit here and think about it, I don't think I've ever straight up done a review of the Rocky saga. So I thought, why not do that in podcast form? This way I don't have to worry about the video cutting off. I don't have to worry about time. You guys can listen at your convenience, at your leisure, whatever you want to say, whatever big word you want to throw in there. But yeah, so I just thought it'd be kind of fun to do this because I've really never done it. I've talked about it here and there, but I've never went into like a full-on review of the Rocky saga. So I think, and here's what's interesting, since I'm 36, I'm born in 1982, if I remember right, the first Rocky I ever saw was Rocky IV, which is probably a good movie for a kid to watch since it's the most comic booky of the whole franchise. As a kid, And this is the kind of, this is kind of an argument I get into with a lot of people in my age group. A lot of people will say Rocky IV is their favorite of the Rocky movies. And it was when I was a kid. But as I got older, I realized that it really, as a movie, and I'm just talking about like as a narrative story, as a cohesive movie, as just a solid, believable premise, it Rocky IV, and I know a lot of, if you guys hear this and you're probably gonna get mad because a lot of people get mad when I say this. I actually think Rocky IV is probably the weakest of the franchise, if not Rocky V. It's a tie between the two, okay? But we'll get into what I think maybe makes one better than the other. But anyway, so for me, it goes like this. Rocky 2, Rocky 1, Rocky Balboa, Creed, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, 5. And it's like, I'm not sure, okay? Like, I gotta really think about which one could be the worst. And I know instantly people say Rocky 5 is the worst Rocky movie ever made. It's debatable. Alright, it's debatable to me which one's worse as a movie, Rocky 4 or 5, but for me, Rocky 2 is my favorite, because I feel like, I love Rocky 1, don't get me wrong, but, you know, Rocky 1, obviously, you have the introduction to the universe, the introduction to the characters, you get to see, and the interesting thing about Rocky 1 is he doesn't win. I think that's the most interesting thing about the movie, is that he doesn't win, you know, and that was, I believe, you know, that was like an unheard of thing at the time. The hero doesn't win at the end. But the thing is that the story that Sylvester Stallone wrote wasn't about a hero winning in necessarily like a game set match kind of victory. It was more so the hero in a victory over himself. It was the hero proving to himself that he wasn't a bum, that he wasn't a loser, that he could overcome the odds. And that I think is why that movie has stood the test of time. Because so many of us in our own lives, man, me included, we just want to prove that, we just want to prove something. You know, we want to prove we deserve success and we deserve a better life and we deserve more than just what we've been given. Like, we want to fight and go the distance. And like Rocky says in the first movie, he even says it like, you know, I can't win this thing. All I want to do is go the distance. You know, like he says that to Adrian. He doesn't care if he wins or loses. He just wants to fight. Nobody's ever gone the entire fight against Apollo. Nobody's ever made it 15 rounds. And Rocky just feels like if he could make it that far, that would be the proof that he isn't just another bum from the neighborhood, that he isn't just some thug, that he isn't just some, you know, like, I think Mick, you know, has that one scene where, you know, instead of that, you became a leg breaker, a cheap second-rate loan shark. Like, Rocky even wants to prove to Mick that, like, no, I'm not just a loan shark. I'm not just an enforcer. I am more. I deserve more. And he gets the chance to prove it, and he does, right? And Rocky, I mean, obviously is always kind of more of a love story than anything else. But for me, why Rocky II is a better movie? Why is Rocky II a better movie? I think it is so interesting to see this guy who fought so hard to prove himself get taken back to square one in a sense of, like, you know, he goes a distance, he becomes kind of a celebrity, but he realizes, like, I can't do commercials, I can't work in an office. And he ends up running through all the money he made off the fight. Him and Adrian buy a house, but now they're having trouble paying the bills. She's pregnant. And he's got to go back to working, like, a really shitty job. Which ultimately... And then Apollo... Now, here's the interesting thing about Rocky II. Rocky I, he was just more of kind of the villainous role, Apollo Creed, right? But in Rocky II, you get to see that this man is also battling something. He's battling doubt. He's battling all these people believing that the fight was fixed, that Rocky didn't really go the distance, that they did it for like a spectacle aspect. And now Apollo is in his own world trying to prove himself. So I think that's really interesting. It makes him kind of like a more multidimensional character, right? So you have these two characters. You have Rocky, who's been kind of up and then down. And I guess for me, Rocky II is so relatable more for me because I've had so many ups and downs, right? And I know what it feels like to be getting all this attention. I mean, I remember when I originally hit my weight loss goal a few years back, like 4 years ago, I got interviewed by CNN. I got flown to LA to be on a show. I mean, I was doing interview after interview with all these different websites and my email was blowing up and all this crazy shit was happening. And I really was stunned by it all, but it was exciting because at the time I was a construction worker and I didn't want to do that, but I did it because I had to. And I felt like, man, I never intended for my weight loss to get me out of that world, but it looked like maybe that was what was going to happen. But it never did. After all the attention faded, I went right back to just being regular old me, having to go to work. So as I watch Rocky II, I have that feeling of like, man, to go from everybody having their eyes on you to being back to, you know, quote, you know, essentially just another person. I don't want to say nobody because that sounds very overly dramatic, but going back to being just, you know, a regular person. No attention, no nothing, right? And no money. sorry, I keep sniffling, guys. I got a cold. It's the weather drastically changed here. But, like I said, so, you know, Rocky 2 has all these different elements to it that I feel like the first Rocky didn't have. It added so much more. The training sequences are better. There's just a lot of dramatic elements to that movie that just stand out to me in the entire franchise. I mean, we got Adrian going into a coma, then she comes out of it, and then even Adrian grows as a character because Rocky's telling her, I am a fighter. I'm not a guy that works in a warehouse. I'm not supposed to be hauling beef like he was doing in the movie. I'm a boxer. I'm a fighter. This is what I was born to do. And Adrian is telling him, because he got really hurt badly in the first fight with Apollo. And Adrian's telling him, I don't want you to do this anymore. I'm scared. I don't want to lose you. And Rocky is battling because he feels like this is his calling. This is what he was born to do. And Adrian's kind of keeping him from doing it with good reason. She's afraid. You know, he could have died in that fight with Apollo. It was a war. So when she comes out of her coma and you see that, you know, Rocky's been like half-ass training, Mickey's getting mad, and then she goes into the hospital and she comes out of her coma, she gives birth to their son, and she tells him to win. You know, she's like, there's one thing I want you to do for me. It's the best moment in the whole fucking franchise to me. When she says, win, that music comes on, and Rocky starts training for real. And then it gets to the fight, and then, you know, it's such a more exciting fight than the first one. It's filmed better. It's shot better. It's more interesting. It's just so much. It's done so much better than the first movie. Not that the first movie was a bad fight, but man, that Rocky II fight, it's just so incredible. It still holds up to this day. Actually, if you watch it, it still holds up as a great action sequence. But then, you know, we have the dramatic ending and Rocky and Apollo both fall. Rocky gets up, Apollo doesn't. And we have that iconic moment in the series where, you know, he's talking to the crowd and he's talking to Adrian because she's not there. She's at home. You know, we have that whole, just that part. I always cry. It never fails. I always cry because I relate to that moment so much because I'm like, God, like, I cannot wait to know what that moment feels like, to have worked so hard and been, you know, and to have faced so much and to try so hard and to go after something for so long and then to finally get it. Like, I think that right there is why Rocky II hits home for me more than any of the other movies in the franchise, because the end, where he's like, you know, except for my kid being born, this is the greatest night in the history of my life. You know, and then he says, I want to say one thing to my wife who's home. Yo, Adrian, I did it. You know, and she's crying. And it's like, how can you not break down? I think everybody in some way, shape, or form can relate to what that feels like, man. That feeling of like accomplishment, achievement, you know, working so hard for something and then finally getting it and really proving to the world, to yourself, that you are not just another number. You're not just another person. You're not just another rat in the rat race. Like, you are special. And I love that about, you know, that's why Rocky II is a little bit above all the rest for me. So Rocky II, then Rocky I, like I said, right after that. And then, the series gets a little bit, it starts getting into the very kind of Hollywoodish, and it starts getting a little bit outlandish. It starts getting a little bit comical. Rocky III takes it up a little bit in the terms of like the fantastical element of the story, but Rocky III is nowhere near as insane as Rocky IV. But I'm gonna review these movies as where they fall in my list. Sorry about that. That was my Uber app. I'm out doing Uber right now. I'm going to turn it off so we can finish this. All right, there we go. I believe it's still recording. I hope it's still recording. Yes, it's still recording. All right, cool. So, my bad, guys. I forgot to turn the app off. So, like I said, I'm going to review these movies as my where they fall in my list, not in the sequential order of the actual movies, okay? So, like I said, it goes Rocky 2, Rocky 1, and then we jump to Rocky 6, which is Rocky Balboa. And this movie, first of all, has probably the greatest motivational quote. And those of you who know me for a while, you know I love me some fucking motivational quotes. And I believe this movie has literally the best motivational quote of all time. That's not why it's third on the list for me. It helps. It pushes it up there for sure. But you know, though, it's not about how you hit, it's about how you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That whole part is just insanely well written. And so Rocky VI took a long time to happen because Rocky V, you know, was basically, you know, people despised that movie. It was really, really trashed by critics, fans, audiences. People just were not happy with that movie. And a lot of people felt like that was the nail in the coffin for the Rocky franchise. But Sylvester Stallone always felt like he didn't want the series to end that way. And then he got this idea, you know, he wrote the script for Rocky Balboa years later, but nobody would give it a chance because they all felt like the Rocky franchise was just dead. And it took him a long, long time to find a studio that was willing to give Rocky Balboa a shot. And man, am I glad they did. Because And it's tough, too, because Creed is up there, man. And I guess it's going to be right after this for me. But, God, man, Rocky Balboa. So the movie starts, and we see that Rocky is now living alone. You know, Adrian has passed away, and she's gone. And he owns a restaurant now, and he's kind of like a Philadelphia hero, but he's not, you know, some rich baller like he was. And you know, he's just kind of a regular dude, and he goes around the neighborhood buying his groceries for the restaurant, and, you know, he owns a restaurant called Adrian's, and it's really nice, and Paulie's still in the meat house, but once again, what's great about this movie is it's not just about Rocky. The movie's about Rocky dealing with getting older and kind of fading into the sunset. The movie's about Rocky's son, who is dealing with being in the shadow of Rocky Balboa and trying to find his own way. The movie's about Paulie, who ends up getting laid off after 30 plus years working at this place and trying to figure out, you know, where did his life go? You know, he spent all these years working at this place only to get let go in like the twilight years of his life. And now even he's trying to figure out what's the next step. So you got all these three characters trying to find their place in the world. In a world where they're not sure what their place is anymore. And Rocky always has been a fighter, so he uses fighting as a way to find himself again. Rocky's son, you know, ends up using a broken connection with his father. He ends up fixing that connection to find himself again. And Paulie ends up finding himself through Rocky as well. And it's really beautiful because there's so many scenes in this movie where we get a perspective from characters we never really got. You know, especially, I don't want to undersell or undercut how much Paulie's character is fleshed out in this movie. Of all the movies in the franchise, I feel like Paulie stands out in this movie because I feel like it's the most relatable character in the movie because so many people kind of just give themselves away to a company for their lives. And then a lot of people end up not getting much in return for it. And then they end up in the end of their lives thinking, what in the hell did I do? I feel like I wasted my life. I feel like, you know, I'm nobody and I wasted everything. I wasted all these good years on a place that didn't even, you know, they discarded me like I was nothing. And that to me was just so compelling, man. It's like this guy, Pauly, who, oh, also we find still holds so much regret and guilt about his mistreatment of Adrian when they were younger. And, you know, if you saw Rocky 1 and 2, Pauly was very mean and very kind of abusive towards her and very just very vicious and aggressive. And she's, you know, Adrian's this kind of beautiful, calm soul. And Pauly just was just mean and abusive. And in Rocky 6, we get to finally hear the guilt that he feels over that. There's this really powerful scene in the beginning of the movie where Rocky's visiting her old places that remind him of her, and Pauly says, you know, I don't want to do this anymore with you. You treated her good, I treated her bad. I don't want to think about this anymore. And it's like that hits so hard, man. It's like this dude is living with this regret in his heart because he treated his sister so badly. And I just thought that was such a great aspect of the movie. But the great thing too is that, so Rocky ends up fighting the boxing commission about whether or not he should be allowed to fight anymore because he is old, but he passes all the health tests. So he's still in phenomenal shape, apparently. Still in good enough shape to actually fight. And the movie also centers around, and this is where I said it's really interesting, because even the quote-unquote villain, I won't even call him that, I'll call him the antagonist, Mason the Line Dixon, who's played by a real-life boxer, Antonio Tarver, even he is in a place where people think he's like a bullshit fighter and he's the champ, but nobody is coming up that can challenge him. And he is getting questioned now on his merit as a person. So now even he has to prove himself. So this whole movie is full of people trying to find themselves and prove themselves to the world. And it's just very interesting. It's really cool how the movie was written that way, where even the bad guy, so to speak, you know, he's not really, I wouldn't call him a bad guy because he doesn't do anything evil, but he is the person Rocky's fighting. Even him, even his story is interesting. It's not just like one dimensional. And another cool aspect about Rocky VI was it was filmed during a real boxing match at the MGM in Vegas, I believe. There was a real match going on, and they kind of pirated the event and used all like the real announcers, like Max Kellerman's in it. He's a famous boxing announcer. They used like the HBO HD cameras, and a lot of the hits are actually real hits, like they're hitting each other. So Rocky VI's fight has an element of realness that none of the other ones have. None of the other movies have that element of reality to them the way Rocky VI does. Now, does that make it a little less exciting than, say, Rocky versus Ivan Drago? Yes. For entertainment purposes, it does make it a little bit. It makes for a better movie, because it's more grounded and realistic, and, you know, it is in the real world. They're not supposed to be in some crazy alternate dimension. They're in the real world. So seeing a real boxing match was a little bit refreshing because the other ones were so bombastic and crazy. Coffee. And if you're still listening, you are awesome. I say arm a lot. So Rocky 6 ends with Rocky, and that's the cool thing about it, is Rocky 6 ends the way Rocky 1 does. He doesn't win. He just goes the distance with the champ. And that was what it was all about. It wasn't about him trying to become the champion. It was about him proving that he could still go, you know, one more round. And he ends up doing that. And it's just a beautiful movie. It really is. And it resonates on so many different levels. And when you watch it, I mean, I guarantee anyone that watches this movie will find at least one scene that really gives them the chills and hits home, because it is a very relatable and grounded movie, and a lot of it is about trying to find our place in the world. So then after that, let's see. Now we go Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 6. Now if we're counting Creed in a Rocky franchise, I gotta go, that's the next movie. Rocky 2, Rocky 1, Rocky 6, Creed. Now, Creed is centered around Adonis Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan, who is the son of Apollo Creed, who never met his father. Apollo had an affair, and he's the son of Apollo and this woman that he had an affair with. Felicia Rashad, who you guys will know as Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show, she plays Adonis's mother. Or Adonis, well, she plays Apollo's wife, who is not Adonis's birth mother, but she adopts him from a foster home and raises him as her own kid. Why? Maybe because she feels like, you know, it's her duty because Apollo was her husband. I'm not really sure. But either way, it's a noble thing to do, and she raises him, and he, at his heart, is a fighter. You know, he has the DNA of a fighter, and he goes to, like, Mexico to fight in these, like, underground boxing matches, and he ends up leaving his, like, high-paying corporate job because he wants to be a boxer, and he moves to Philadelphia because he feels like he wants to find Rocky, and he finds Rocky, and Rocky, where we see him, is kind of where we left off in Rocky VI. He's older now, he's left the fight game behind, he's running his restaurant, and he's kind of living a decent, calm life. We find out that Paulie has since passed away, so he's really just on his own, just running this restaurant, and on his own in Philadelphia. And here comes Adonis, kind of dredging up the past for Rocky, especially the guilt that he feels over the death of Apollo Creed, because he always felt like he didn't do enough to save Apollo from the vicious beating he took from Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. So at first he doesn't want to train Adonis. He doesn't want to get back into boxing, but then he changes his mind. And from there we get a beautiful kind of surrogate father and son relationship. We get this great just friendship and father element that, like, so Adonis doesn't have a father, Rocky doesn't have anyone because his son has moved away to Canada apparently, and he's really just by himself, and him and his son never really had the greatest relationship. And Rocky feels guilty because he feels responsible for Adonis growing up without a father. And he takes him under his wing, and Adonis goes to live with him. And it's just this great, gritty, you know, real life story about two guys who are feeling alone in the world coming together to fight for what life they've been given. And the fighting in this movie is so awesome. It's also done kind of very similar to Rocky VI, with the realistic take on the fighting, and it's just so powerful. It really is. It's a very powerful movie, and it hits home. And I saw this movie when my father was diagnosed with cancer. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Creed, I'm sorry, but Rocky gets cancer in the movie. So I really saw this movie at a very highly emotional time. But that's the cool thing, I thought, was what else could Rocky fight, right? Like, they had to give Rocky something to battle, right? And he couldn't obviously get in the ring anymore, because that would just be, it was already kind of ridiculous in Rocky VI, but it would be even worse in this movie. But he ends up now having to decide, and this is the cool thing about Creed, is that it's as much a story about Rocky as it is about Adonis. But as Adonis is trying to prove himself to the world, Rocky is in this place where he feels like, you know what, he's kind of got a fuck it mentality at first. He's like, I got cancer, fuck it, I'll just let it go. He doesn't even want to do chemo, he's just like, eh, whatever. And Adonis somehow, you know, convinces him, like, you know, you have to keep fighting, man, like, I need you. And ultimately, Rocky decides to fight this battle. So it's cool because it shows the character is still a fighter at heart. It's just now he's fighting a disease instead of an opponent. And Adonis is going to end up fighting the current champion in the movie. And it's very much echoing Rocky I. You know, it's very, very, very similar to the first Rocky. Even the love interest relationship that Adonis develops with, I feel so bad. I know her name. I can't think of it right now. Tessa, I think her name's Tessa. I think that's her name. Anyway, I think that's her real name. I'm forgetting her name in the movie, which is really weird. I've seen the movie so many times, but yeah, so Creed is very grounded, very realistic, and it is definitely after, and especially, like, you don't see a movie in the Rocky franchise for so many years, and then you get that, and it's like, literally, I mean, you know, and a lot of people feel like that's the best Rocky-ish movie since Rocky II. I personally like Rocky VI a little bit better, but Creed is like, it's very close, very, very close, all right? So, yeah, Rocky VI, and then Creed ends up, it ends the same as Rocky I. Same as Rocky VI. You know, Adonis doesn't win the fight, but as Max Kellerman says in the movie, he doesn't win. He says the bad guy's name. Once again, I apologize. He says that guy wins the fight, but Adonis Creed wins the night, you know, and it's cool because a lot of people, even the guy he fought, was like, this is a bullshit fight. You're just making something off your dad's name. You're not a real fighter. And he ends up going the distance with this guy. And he ends up, you know, he ends up in a slugfest with this dude. So he proves himself to the world, and he proves himself to himself. And even in the fight, there's a great scene where Adonis says, I gotta prove it, that I'm not a mistake. Because, like, Rocky wants to stop the fight. And this fight isn't about boxing to Adonis. This is about proving, like, I deserve to be here. I deserve this. I'm not a mistake. And that really, really, really hits home for me, man. But anyway, guys, I'm going to end this here. In the next episode of this, in the next half, I don't like doing really super long podcast episodes. So where did we go? We did Rocky 1. Well, no, wait. Order-wise. Rocky 2, 1, Rocky 6, and then Creed. So in the next one, we're going to talk about Rocky 3, 4, and 5. I'll let you know where they all kind of stand in my all-time Rocky list. But yeah, I think I'm not missing anything, right? Because Creed 2 is coming out soon. So, yeah, no. Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Creed. Right? Yes. Okay, so in the next episode, we'll talk about Rocky 3, 4, and 5, and how the franchise turned into a fucking comic book. All right, guys, thank you for listening, and remember, if your lungs are still breathing and your heart's still beating, your fight ain't over, baby, all right? Peace.